Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior, the Lord of the harvest, Jesus Christ. Amen. Would you thank God if He took away everything you owned? It's a hard question for Thanksgiving Eve, right? Would you thank God if He took away everything you owned? It happened to Job. It happened to Jesus. The optimists among us might say yes. Optimists can find the silver lining on any cloud, can't they? It's kind of nice, but it's also a little bit annoying because it makes the rest of us look bad. They can always find something to thank God about. Yes, I can thank God for something, even though everything just got taken away. The extreme pessimists among us, they might say no. No thanks to God if He took something away like that. No, 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 no. Of course, they don't really believe in God anyway, so it doesn't really matter. Now, the realists among us, they might thank God sarcastically. Thanks, God. Thanks for caring. Thanks for leaving me with nothing. It's not true thanks, of course. It's a jab at God and His care and His power and His claim to be a caring God. I bet we all, at one time or another, if we're really honest, have done this. However, the most appropriate response if God takes something away, even if it's something one thing, just something important away, isn't to say thanks. It's to pray and trust that God has a plan and a purpose for which we cannot see yet. How often in Scripture did righteous men like Joseph and Job and Jesus suffer loss and evil, yet God meant it for good? The appropriate response to losing something is to do what we heard those 10 lepers do in our text tonight. What did they do when they lost something? They lost their health. What did they do? They weren't optimists. They didn't come dancing down from the Decapolis saying, "Thank you, Jesus, for the leprosy." No. They stood at a distance, and they prayed, fervently, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, have a care, show compassion to us." And what did Jesus do? Jesus answered their prayer. He healed all 10 lepers, all 10. Not just 9, not 8 out of the 10, not just 5 of them, not just the one who was going to later on come back and give him thanks. He healed all 10, didn't he? It was a little healing of the complete number of the sick in that community in Luke chapter 17, before the great healing of the greater community, the whole world, in Luke chapter 23, His death and His resurrection, whereby He heals and cleanses the whole world from the leprosy of sin, the leprosy of death that we're all inflicted with. It's a little picture that He heals the whole world, all 10, all the complete number of all the people. For God didn't send His Son without a purpose. He sent it because He loved the world. And He gave His only Son that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. By His wounds, we are healed. He dies to fulfill the demands for all 10, all 10 commandments. He dies to clean all those 10 lepers of their sin and their sickness. And 10 happy lepers went on their way. But only one. Only one returned to give Him thanks. Only one showed the right response to Jesus' healing. And he was a foreigner. He returned to Jesus, the source of that healing. And he praised God, it says, with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving God thanks. You can almost envision it, almost like if it happened to you. Thank you. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you. That's a different kind of thanksgiving than eating turkey and pumpkin pie, isn't it? It's not just a thanks for the country and for the pilgrims. It's a greater thanks. Thanks for healing. For God's Son revealed His great power to save and to heal, to show mercy to someone who didn't even belong to Israel's bloodline. The chosen people, He showed mercy. Jesus has come to do more for than just the one nation under God, indivisible. He comes to show mercy to all nations, all the ethne, all nations. I guess the other nine were just too busy to come back. Maybe the other nine were just too busy, or maybe they took it for granted. Maybe they thought they'd come back and thank Jesus later on. It would have only taken 1 minute. But do you ever notice how if you forget to thank someone right away, then you just kind of fail to do it altogether? And if you're not in the habit of saying thanks, you lack the kind of heart that just automatically wants to give thanks, then after a while people notice and they remember. Some may even begin to resent you and think you're lacking one of the most basic human decencies of all, to say thanks. I like our hymns tonight. Now thank we all our God. We'll sing in a little bit. Now thank we all our God. Why? Because later on we'll forget. Now thank we all our God. It prompts us to do the right thing. How can I thank you, Lord? Another great hymn. How can I thank you? Well, the hymn answers its own question. On Sundays in our liturgy, what do we always say often? We do anyway. What shall I render to the Lord for all of his benefits to me? I will offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call upon the name of the Lord. And at night, my family, before we go to bed, we always say this prayer. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have graciously kept me this day. I pray that you forgive me all my sins and graciously keep me this night. How does that prayer begin? I thank you, God. Let us never forget how simple it is to do what God wants in return for his healing. The healing that he provides through his son's death, his son's cross, his son's resurrection, that peace that the world cannot give. What does he want? Does he want us to heal him back? No. He just appreciates our thanks. And you know what God's response is to that one and to any who come to him with thanks? Just to come back and give him thanks. You want to know what God actually says about that? It's here in our text tonight, isn't it? Jesus said to that man, rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. Thanks and faith go together. No one returns to thank God unless he has faith. Just as sheep are separated from the goats by their deeds, so also the faithful can be separated from the unfaithful by their thanks. And wellness is guaranteed. Tomorrow, rather than thanking whomever and sacrificing 10 turkeys, remember to thank God. Thank him for healing those 10 lepers. Better yet, thank him for how this points to the healing of the whole world. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his miracle. Thank God for the mystery of our faith, once hidden, but now revealed in Jesus Christ.